It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Yellowstone just dropped the trailer for the upcoming season. Are you a Yellowstone fan, Katie?
I am a Rip fan.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much. Anytime I see of him on Instagram, I will just stop. I'm like, look at that tall drink of water.
I was Rip last year for Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were the Kroger Rip.
Total Kroger Rip.
Were you Timu Rip?
I was
Timu Rip. Shut up, guys. I look good. You guys, shut up.
You look good, man. I remember you telling me your wife was crazy for it.
She was all about it.
Yeah.
And she was Beth then, I imagine.
She was Beth, yeah.
She was probably a great Beth.
She was fine.
She was fine.
You guys keep making fun of me. Something's going to happen because today is National Slap Your Coworker Day, so you guys better just watch yourself.
What?
Hey. You better watch out. Right now I'm doing the finger thing to where I'm pointing to my eyes and I'm pointing to Katie's face.
Why is that a thing?
I don't know.
What?
On the count of three, let's all say the name of the coworker here that we'd like to slap.
Oh,
ready?
No.
One, two, no. Three.
Josh. Oh.
Katie, no.
Never mind.
No.
I don't want to get fired today. No.
Let's talk about the big disease issue going on this morning. This is a fun way to start trending. At least 49 illnesses have been reported across 10 states, including one death, some kids being sick from E. coli.
Oh, no.
Most of the illness being tracked back to Colorado and Nebraska. The CDC is saying that they think it's coming from Mickey D's, the McDonald's Quarter Pounder,
Not
the Quarter Pounder!
No!
And they don't know if it's the beef or the onions now, is what I'm reading. If it could be the beef patty, it could be the onions they're putting on top of it. Because I think they do like the sliced onions.
Yeah.
Versus the little teeny tiny nugget onions that they put on the other regular hamburgers. So anyway, they're pulling it. They're pulling the quarter pounder from the menu in Colorado. That's
Dang,
too bad.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's a solid sandwich.
It is.
A solid burger.
And it's so easy. It's so easy just to go and order it and then
it really is
chow
easy,
it down.
Josh. You just go up to this little screen and say, give me a quarter pounder. And
give me a number three.
A number three.
You know the number?
I sure do.
It can't get any easier than that, buddy.
It can't. It
really
literally can't.
What the hell kind of comment was that?
It's so easy.
I'll tell you, it was so easy to order that hamburger. That's one of the easiest burgers on the market to order.
And now it's harder.
Now it's harder because you can't get them anywhere, Jer. Okay?
I'll tell you, it's so easy to get one of those.
I meant like it's quick and easy.
It's almost like it's fast food or something.
Like,
right, you know
it's
what?
Like a fast way to get food.
Can you drive there?
You can
drive through?
A lot of these places now, Katie, you can order it from your phone on an app and then you roll in.
So glad you guys are having fun.
You hit the button that says quarter pounder. That's how easy it is.
So easy.
You don't even have to talk anymore. You can hit the button.
Yeah, so easy.
See how easy? I made a good point.
Really good point, dude. Good God. There's some hiring going on, I guess, Katie?
Yeah,
who's
Amazon seasonal employees. Get ready, because they are hiring 250,000 employees to help out this holiday season. And here's the thing is, this is exactly the number that they hired last year, so it's not really any new news. But if you're looking, they start at like $18 an hour. They've got full benefits. Yeah. So it's a good job to pick up for, the holiday season if you're looking for extra cash.
Seriously, a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because they have a lot of different positions. Warehouse workers, they have people who sort things, they have drivers. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for something and you're like, well, I don't have the skills to be a driver, they've got a lot of things for you to do. So, and they're looking for 250,000 people. So go get on that.
Josh is probably thinking, boy, that's going to be easy
Such
to apply.
Such an easy thing
it's
to
an
do.
Easy place to get a job at.
But it is. I bet you don't even have to talk to anybody. But it's really easy.
About that. And then you had a local story about some zombie stuff going
on. Yeah, and did you know, boys, it is National Horror Film Day. Yay!
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so a zombie movie is being made right here in Colorado. It's called Eerie Town, and it started filming up there in the Erie area. They're looking for extras, and they're going to be filming most of the scenes for the zombies this Saturday. So the movie is about a guy, Jesse Bridges, who comes home to reconnect with an old love, but a pesky zombie apocalypse got in the way.
Uh-oh.
So there
Not
is
again!
Yeah, right?
Pesky zombie apocalypse. It's so easy to turn turn into a zombie.
It is. So just bite somebody. It's easy peasy.
So easy.
The Facebook page for the group says there's going to be more info up there. If you want to be a zombie extra for this movie, like they're also looking for people.
Me.
That'd be
really
cool.
And so you can follow them on Facebook. It really would be if you want to get the latest. But you can also email them, eerietownextras@gmail.com. There you
go.
Go get your zombie on.
That's pretty cool.
That'd really
be fun. That's good for the economy, the local economy.
It's so easy.
So easy.
So easy, you guys.
That joke's getting old now. So there's this man who allegedly impersonated a security guard to get into a Taylor Swift concert. Did you guys see this?
Oh, gosh.
You got to do it, man.
He had like a security outfit on. He was wearing a badge on the floor of the venue. I guess he even escorted some women into the event. Like he was just like, I know.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Let's go.
And luckily they caught this guy. I mean, who knows what this creeper was up to.
Right.
He just wanted to see Tay Tay for free. Come on.
Right. There is that. These security personnel that run these massive events just have to be on their toes.
Yeah.
Constantly. I would imagine that is a super stressful job.
Absolutely.
That being any sort of security.
That reminds me of a video that I watched where these two men said, you can get into any arena, concert, sports venue, it doesn't matter, if you wear a orange vest and carry a ladder. And they proved it.
I've seen those videos.
Carried a ladder and had an orange vest and a hard hat. No one questioned them. They walked into sports venues. They walked into major concerts. No one said anything, gave them a second look. They just walked in. And so
that's
this guy
scary.
Had the right idea. He just
that
wanted
really
to
is.
He just wanted to see Tay Tay for free instead of spending $3,000 for her tickets.
That's scary that you can do that.
It is.
Say more power to him.
No, Josh.
I'm going to be looking at people with hard hats and ladders a little differently now, though. Like, what are you doing? Like,
why are you here?
I know.
No one questioned him. It was crazy. Yeah.
That's pretty nutty. This is some also creepy news this morning. Former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO Mike Jeffries was arrested on sex trafficking charges. That's hard to say.
It's not good.
He was allegedly using his position to lure young men into naughty, naughty things back in 08 through 2015 because he was like, yeah, you want to be a model for Abercrombie? Yeah, let's hang out. That dude's creepy.
Yeah.
Like,
that's very creepy.
Have you watched the documentary on Netflix, the Abercrombie one that's on there?
No,
about
I haven't seen that.
All that went down in the 90s and the hiring process and everything that was going on behind the scenes.
Well,
I would suggest watching it. Just because it was so big back in the day.
Yeah.
And you feel kind of filthy now wearing all that stuff.
Well, yeah, and we already knew. You had to be beautiful to work at an Abercrombie & Fitch. You couldn't be ugly to work there. So I imagine that documentary.
The hiring practices and things that were in the handbook and everything. You're like, how did they get away
with
this?
That's so sad, man. Ugh.
And not to mention, you could taste the cologne when you walked by that place.
Yeah.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible. Horrible situations, but I will say some of the nicest softy pants I've ever had came from an Abercrombie.
Yeah, they have great clothes, right?
Like, sadly, so quality.
Yeah. Sadly, I got rid of them a few years ago, but they had like snaps going all the way down the side.
Yeah.
So you could like, they were like.
They were snap pants?
Tearaway
pants? Snap pants.
Tearaway pants.
They were tearaway pants.
You got rid of your tearaway pants?
I know. I'm
what
kicking
happened?
Myself
Why
now.
Do you own? You're not an NBA player from 2005. Why do you own snap pants?
In the 90s.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Actually, I think I had them in the early 2000s.
You'd get in trouble for flashing people back in the day.
I'm going to tell you, they were.
Oh my gosh.
They were nice when you were dating.
Is that how
you know
Reed
what, Josh,
was conceived?
They were easy. They really were.
They were
just
easy.
Pull them off.
No, you didn't have to pull them off, Katie.
You did.
You just
they were so
unsnap
easy.
A couple buttons on the side.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness. Snap pants. Wow.
Snap pants. They were so good. I wish I still had them. Kim Kardashian got a diamond necklace for her daughter for her birthday. It was engraved with Skibidi Toilet. I guess North really wanted this. It's anyone? What is Skibidi Toilet? Anyone?
Skibidi Toilet is a YouTube series about toilets. Actually, it's toilets, the war between an army of toilets with human heads and an army of men with camera heads.
Oh, I thought so. Okay.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing. The younger generation use Skibidi as slang, and it can either mean really bad or cool, depending on the context.
Oh, my
so,
gosh.
Well, I don't like that.
Yeah,
pick one.
Yeah. And Skibidi Toilet is, that when you combine the two together, that is bad.
You sound ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Oh, tell me about it. Like, you know, it's really ridiculous asking an 11-year-old how all of this makes sense,
which,
right?
Which
explain Skibidi Toilet.
Are your kids doing that, Jer? Are they saying that?
I don't think I've heard Skibidi.
You haven't heard Skibidi?
I might. There's so much stuff Skibidi, that comes out.
There's so much stuff.
There's so
it's
many
word
words
vomit.
That are said.
There's so many words. I have no idea what they're saying. Let's pick one. I think Skibidi should. I don't want to be good or bad. Let's pick good.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be good. Like, this sandwich was so Skibidi, bro.
You better be careful. I don't know what
you
means
might be,
I know.
You might be like, saying some bad things.
Young kids be looking at
no,
you
No, we're
going
to change it. We're changing it today.
Are we?
Skibidi's good.
Okay.
All right? Just roll with this, guys.
Get the memo
out.
Okay.
All right.
Send in all staff right now, Josh.
Okay, I'll get on it.
I'd like to send in all staff to the
Skibidi
entire KSC
good.
Organization.
Everybody, reply all.
CC Josh Kroenke on that.
I'll pull a Scott Hastings and reply all.
Yeah. All right, so Josh, you got a list about the 10 worst romantic movies of all time?
I do, and I don't know any of these. So yeah, it's the top 10 list of worst romantic movies, the rom-coms. I'll give you the top five. Swept Away. Do you guys know that one?
No.
Okay. In the Mix. No. The Hottie and the Naughty.
That's what happened when I wore those
three.
Pants.
Oh, my. Naughty, not N-A-U, N-O-T-T-I-E. So the right. Hottie and the Naughty. Number two from Justin to Kelly. And number one is Giggly? G-I-G-L-I? Giggly?
It was Geely. Wasn't it?
Geely?
With Geely. Ben and Jen.
Ben and Jen.
With Ben and Jen.
Giggly?
Well, it's spelled G-I-G-L-I. Giggly. Is it not Giggly?
Giggly.
Geely?
No, it's Geely.
What is Geely? What was it about, you guys?
Never saw it.
It was so bad.
Was it somebody's last name or
something? Yeah, wasn't
name?
It like somebody who was like in the witness protection program and they were fighting the whole time? They were on like a road trip or something like that.
Y'all seen that Giggly?
Giggly. Yes. No, Giggly's so Skibidi.
It's so Skibidi, yeah.
So Skibidi.
Nicole just texted me and said the kids say it all the time.
You just don't listen to your children.
Don't listen to my children at all.
Jeez. You just tune them out.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to say, the 11-year-old I watch will just randomly yell Skibidi out of the car. And I'm
what
like, stop.
Why?
Like,
Skibidi! Yeah.
This makes me so happy I don't have children.
Oh, gosh.
What else is going on? Congratulations, Chicago. You've been America's most rat-infested city for a full decade now. I guess they're up there at number one again. The 10 rattiest cities, Denver does still fall in the list.
Yeah?
So we got rats roaming around downtown.
Where are we at?
You bet.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It just says Denver falls on the list.
Well, it just says the 10 rattiest cities, Chicago, L.A., New York, San Francisco, D.C., Denver, Philadelphia, Detroit, Baltimore, Cleveland.
That'd
for
be
anybody
like
that cares.
Five or six.
Could be.
Have you ever seen a rat downtown? I have not. Never seen
I have.
A rat.
Oh, yeah.
Have
they're
you?
They're huge, too. They're not mice. They're
that would scare me.
Big rats.
I see a lot
gross.
Of things downtown that I don't want to see.
They're right. gross.
Okay.
It's a mess.
Downtown's so Skibidi.
It's so, no.
That's the bad way to say it, Josh.
Oh, it's Skibidi
We're
toilet,
changing
then.
It's Skibidi,
Skibidi
toilet.
There you
it's
go.
So Skibidi toilet.
There it is.
I was up in Thornton the other day with my mother-in-law, and we went on this back road to get down to the National Western Complex, and I guess it's a road known for just dumping trash.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's like, I wouldn't go that way, and I went that way. And it was just like people were throwing their couches out and just like pulling up pickup trucks and unloading it. It was just a road of trash.
What?
Ew.
I know. I was like, how are they getting away with this?
It's just a dump zone.
Yeah.
It's a total dump zone. So I opened the door and I shoved my mother-in-law out and kept driving.
This is where you belong.
This is where you stop today. This is where you live. One last thing from American Airlines. They're testing out a new system that will flag people who attempt to board before their group has been called. So essentially when it's like, you know, row whatever they say, like row A through G, and you try to run up there before your row is called because you're in Z, there would be an audible like
good
and an alert that goes off to say that, please step aside, you are boarding before you are called.
Good.
How embarrassing would that be, though? That's a humbling moment.
I know,
and
that's the thing.
Maybe it'll stop them from doing it.
They're looking to shame people into stop jumping the line, essentially.
Yeah, that's good.
They need that same alert that goes off when people stand up, like as soon as you land.
Oh, I know.
Like, please sit down.
Yes, the people who like try and get in front of everyone. They don't wait for their row. Like, there is a process that you need to respect on an airplane, right?
Preach it, girl.
Come on.
Preach it. And they should do that alert for people that clap when they win.
I know, right? Doing that. It's his job, okay?
Please stop clapping. Make your way to our Facebook page, facebook.com/JeremyKatieAndJosh. You can find us on Instagram under Shut Up Jeremy, or
Jeremy Katie Josh.
Look at that.
Pretty easy to remember, Jeremy.
Pretty easy to remember. I couldn't remember. Did I follow that yet? I think I followed it.
I think you did. Yeah.
I think I hopped on there, clicked a like or something. I don't know. It's so skibbity. But today's Croctober recipe is the Little Smokies. It's the Little Smokies recipe that we do for like Christmas.
Yes!
Every single year, like grape jelly and stuff.
Oh, grape jelly's the way you go.
Yeah, what do you put in it?
Barbecue sauce. Mmm.
I don't remember.
Yeah, just throw some. It's very easy. You do the Little Smokies and a bottle of barbecue sauce, and you put that on low, and you bring it to any of your parties, holiday parties. Yes.
That's such a basic little wiener, though.
It is basic.
That's a basic little wiener.
How many times have you been called that, Jer?
Mine involves ketchup, apple jelly, a cup of bourbon.
Hey.
Maple syrup, apple cider vinegar, paprika, various herbs and spices.
You know what you're making there? Barbecue sauce, homie.
Yeah,
jeez.
Actually, that's so true.
Oh my God, you're right.
That's exactly barbecue sauce, dude.
Jeez.
But these are classy wieners.
I have bourbon.
Oh my gosh.
Yours is skibbity. You're right.
You drank bourbon before we started the show today. That's today's. And honestly, you guys, I'm done. I'm done with this trending.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.